I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. And these days, it often seems that Wall Street is generating more scandals than profits. The latest story about the financial sector involves insider trading on bad news about mad cow disease and double dealing in the municipal bond market. Tess Figlin joins us now from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Tess, first tell us more about these mad cow disease allegations.
Well, the agency that regulates the futures market, futures trading, is looking into whether somehow the news of the mad cow in Washington State leaked before December 23rd. That's when the USDA made the announcement. They're investigating what appears to be a larger than usual amount of short selling on cattle futures. Now, short selling is when investors or traders bet that something is going to go down in price. You can short sell on all kinds of things, from individual stocks and indexes like the S&P to commodities like gold and pork bellies. And of course, after the news came out, cattle futures plunged immediately, so anyone who shorted them could have made huge amounts of money. And futures are actually down almost 20% since the announcement.
So what would happen if regulators find out that this happened?
Well, they could charge any number of people along that information chain, someone at the agriculture department or at the lab that I mentioned that tested the cow, or even a rancher who somehow found out about all this. And of course, the traders themselves.
All right. How about municipal bond markets? These are bonds that local governments sell in order to raise money. And what's the story there?
Well, this is a little arcane, but a lot of people invest in muni bonds, so it's pretty important. Basically, what the SEC is looking at is the price spread between when one customer sells a bond, say at the beginning of the day, and another customer buys that bond at the end of the day. The price spread between those customers is, in some instances, more than some say it should be, 5%, 10%. Securities dealers buy and sell those bonds in the time in between when an individual investor like you or me sells and another individual investor buys. So the question is whether they're artificially boosting the price, basically marking it up, as they trade amongst themselves. And of course, what that means is that the end buyer is paying more than they should. And it's just yet another example of the average investor getting the shaft if indeed this is going on. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at those mail order pharmacies in Canada and the risk they take in doing business with customers here in the U.S.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.